Welcome back to the Heinz Convention Center with the Small Business Exposition. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and this is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm the executive producer here. And across from me is one of the exhibitors, Karen Guerin. She's an agent partner at Lier Realty Partners.
Lier.
How are you? Lier. Sorry.
Lier.
I can't read today.
Lion. No problem, Alex.
So, tell me about the lion.
The lion is the roar that opens doors. It's our mascot for Lier Realty Partners. We're number 3 right now in Massachusetts, and we're growing every day. We have 22 outlets in all the different markets throughout Massachusetts. I work in Middlesex County. I call home Bolton, Massachusetts, and I'm associated with the Leominster, Worcester, Northborough, Concord, and Groton offices. I'm here with Maureen Andrews. We're here representing Lier Real Estate, and we're really happy to be here.
How are you liking the exposition?
The exposition is great. We have a great picture of you, Alex. We're going to post it on our Facebook page. It will be
Tag me.
Yeah, I will tag you.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about your real estate firm. Tell me a little bit about the history and what got you into this real estate firm, because you joined it years ago?
20 years later. Well, Lier Real Estate is a great basis for agents that already have a business developed. We're taking on some younger agents now in developing that way. But basically, agents that already have a book of business opened up, ready to make money, and don't need a lot of training, and just want to go, go, go.
And hungry.
You have to be hungry in the real estate business.
Do you work with both the commercial and the...
I do homes, basically.
And homes.
I sell people homes, condominiums, townhomes,
okay.
Multifamilies occasionally.
What about the company itself?
The company itself, we're multifaceted. There's some property management down the Cape Cod office, basically homes. There's some commercial division.
Yes. Okay, now do you work mainly in the Boston or Massachusetts area, I guess you would call it?
I'm licensed for Massachusetts. We have agents that are actually licensed in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire.
And how far does the firm spread? Is it national?
The firm is Massachusetts and into New Hampshire because we have agents up there, and we're growing daily.
Growing daily. Awesome.
Yep. We're going into Colorado market soon.
So... what made you join the firm after being 20 years in real estate? What made you join this firm 2 years ago?
Well, they have a great business proposition. Their rate for commissions is higher than others. They've got great resources. You get an admin at your office with you. And when Stacy calls and tells you about how she's developed this business, it's hard to say no to her. She's very influential.
And Stacy's the core owner?
Is the co-owner. Yes, Stacy Alcorn.
Because you are all owners, technically
we're all
speaking.
Own our own business.
She gives you that entrepreneurial drive that you need. And
that's right.
That's what you need in real estate is you need that entrepreneurial drive and you need to go chase your own prayer.
That's right. That's right, Alex.
Awesome.
Just like yourself, radio entrepreneurs. That's great.
Well, we don't chase as hard. We don't.
Well, people come chase you.
Come chase us. If you bring different entrepreneurs, just like yourself, to come on and talk about what they do.
Yep. So selling houses is a wonderful way to meet people. I've gotten to know families so well that they call me up, invite me to parties, come over for a glass of wine. It's really quite a nice career.
So as an agent, you have to build those relationships with your clients.
Absolutely. It's all about building relationships and making people feel really comfortable with the services because homes are something that very difficult and very personal for people. The choices, people want to know about the areas, the locations, and it's a very personal choice.
So what are some of the challenges that you guys, that you yourself overcome with clients or landlords or people that you work around with? What are some of the challenges that you see on a daily basis or a weekly basis?
On a daily basis, you're working with people in their homes. So one of the challenges, you have to get their homes ready. I'm really experienced in staging and modeling homes so that I can get the house ready. Because sometimes people don't realize all the stuff they have is meaningful to them, but it blocks other people from placing themselves into the home that they want to sell. So removing and downsizing all the personal items in a person's home helps it sell quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you take it from a marketing kind of standpoint as well.
Yes, very, very much so.
Yeah, it's funny because one small thing can change a person's decision on buying a home.
That's
it could
right.
be a small crack in a door
That's
that could
right.
be fixed like that.
Well, just like anything, you want to step out first on the market with your best foot forward. You want your house pristine condition because you can't wait for the reaction, because people look at things online and they make decisions instantaneously whether they're going to visit your house or not. Having professional photographers, having it staged appropriately, decluttered, is absolutely imperative.
The lighting, the everything.
Everything has to be done. The smells, the welcoming people representing your home. The signage has to be clear.
So you do the creative design.
Yes.
You do all the selling and the
That's
pushing.
Right.
Now, do you do all the photography as well?
No, I don't do the photography. I count on a professional to do the photography.
They better be doing a good job.
They do a wonderful job. My last listing was up on the market on a Thursday. We had an open house Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at noontime during the open house, I had an offer in here that was above market value, mm-hmm. the list price. And then we had several other offers come in, went like a flash. And it was a lovely split level in Northborough, Mass.
So this show is all about sharing the success of entrepreneurs and giving them some insights on what it is. Can you give some insights on what a day-to-day life is as an agent? Because I can tell you, agents, real estate agents especially, they have to work weekends. Because if they don't,
absolutely.
They're not going to get the sales they need.
That's right. Well, you work weekends, you work evenings. I've got my phone with me. It never leaves my side because you never know who needs my help. And I answer all my phone calls. A week in real estate life, you have to concentrate on your book of business. You always want to grow it, have more contacts like yourself, Alex. I'll reach out to you after the show, ask you, do you know anybody that's looking for a house? Or anybody that's looking for a house, or even for a future. Then you have to get your marketing all situated. Your marketing wants to be clear. You have to have clear objectives. You have to make your phone calls, yes. And we have a little song for the phone calls. We go through the phone calls and we make the phone calls one after another and we go, no, 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 no. And then finally you get a yes and we all jump up and get happy, because that means you've got an opportunity to get in front of either a seller or a possible buyer.
Good.
Yep.